Support for WAMC comes from Proctors, presenting former Jersey Boys cast members in the group Under the Street Lamp, performing from the American Radio Songbook, October 25th, proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. The National League Championship Series is headed to St. Louis with the Cardinals and Giants tied at a game apiece. Ryan Vogelsong worked seven impressive innings, and the Giants got four RBIs from second baseman Marco Scudero in a 7-1 rout of the Redbirds in San Francisco last night. The series resumes tomorrow at Busch Stadium. In the ALCS, the Tigers will bring a 2-games-to-none advantage over the Yankees into Game 3 of the best-of-seven pennant showdown tonight, following Sunday's 3-0 shutout of the Bombers in the Bronx. Turning to Monday Night Football now, where the Denver Broncos own a share of the AFC West lead following the greatest comeback of Peyton Manning's NFL career. The Broncos trailed 24-0 until Manning completed 13 of 14 passes for 167 yards and three touchdowns in the second half to lead a 35-24 win over the Chargers in San Diego. Manning's final scoring strike was a 21-yard pass to Brandon Stokley, giving the Broncos their first lead with 9 minutes and 3 seconds remaining. Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis will miss the remainder of this season with an arm injury. It's an enormous blow to an already depleted defense that has uncharacteristically struggled this year. And finally, this morning, a new arena in Seattle has been given the green light by local politicians. The King County Council unanimously approved the $490 million facility. The city hasn't had an NBA team since the Supersonics became the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2008, and there hasn't been an NHL team since the 1917 Stanley Cup winners, the Metropolitans, who disbanded in 1924. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.